Welcome to the Automation World Get Your Questions Answered podcast, where we connect with industry experts to get the answers you need about industrial automation technologies. I'm David Greenfield, Editor-in-Chief at Automation World, and in this episode, we'll be looking at levitating transport systems. Now, joining me to explain this technology is Kristen Balestria with B&R Industrial Automation, a manufacturer of automation technologies, and ABB's Global Center for Machine and Factory Automation. So thanks for joining me, Kristen.
Thanks for having me, David.
So, you know, we've been seeing this trend toward levitating transport systems develop over the past few years now, and it's really been fascinating to watch. So can you explain briefly how the shuttles on B&R's Acapo 6D levitate and how they work in a machine or on a manufacturing line?
Yeah, of course. And the technology is super cool. I really enjoy working with it. B&R's Acapo 6D technology uses magnetism to levitate. So outside of the PLC and the power supplies, there are two main components to this technology. We have the segments and the shuttles, and that's the terminology we use with the system. The segments are actually 240 by 240 millimeter squares that act as the stator of a standard servo. The other component is the shuttle that acts as the rotor of the servo. When you power the system on, the magnetic field is actually induced and levitates the shuttle. So the position sensors inside of the segments can read the position of the permanent magnet in the shuttles, and this allows for closed loop control. So we actually have different size shuttles, but the shuttles themselves are permanent magnets. And while they're levitating, the shuttles can carry loads and materials to different operations within the manufacturing process.
Can you tell us more about the need for these levitating shuttles in industry? And by that, I mean, you know, what industry needs are they designed to fulfill, or problems do they eliminate compared to the more traditional conveyance or track systems that we're all more familiar with?
Of course, yeah. As we talk to customers and potential customers, we're finding more and more applications for planar technology. You know, it's a newer technology, and so this is like the really fun part, right? Where just new ideas keep coming at us, things that we haven't thought about before. But what we're finding is we find this technology is great for application in which footprint really matters, where you may need a clean system, and when you really need precision and flexibility in production. So Acapo 6D can give you the flexibility to move from smaller batches to larger batch sizes very quickly, and anywhere in between that. It gives you the ability to manufacture custom product and manufacture a number of SKUs on the same system. And the amazing thing is we can do all of this with 5 micron precision. So this kind of precision and accuracy in 6 degrees gives a lot of advantages for certain applications. So, you know, we like to think of the Acapo 6D as kind of like the ballet dancer. It's precise, smooth, and flexible, rather than the sprinter that's pushing a lot of the same product out as fast as possible. So when you think about that, and because of that, there's a lot of applications we have seen in the pharmaceutical, lab automation, and life sciences industries that really make sense for this technology. That the technology works well for them because of the track and trace capabilities, the footprint size, and the clean system. And I'll also add that we have anti-slosh capabilities. So if you think about it, we're able to control in 6 degrees of freedom, and we can control the motion profile as well. So when you're going around a bend, we can control that, making sure that powders, liquids, and granules are actually staying level as we move it about. Now, we also have hygienic and aseptic shuttles for this industry specifically. Outside of those industries, we, of course, worked with other customers in different industries, including packaging, EV battery, CPG, cosmetics, and others. But really, when we're looking at applications, you know, we're concentrating on applications that currently use indexing tables, flex link or modular conveyors, or more traditional track systems. That's a really good place to start, especially if you don't need as much speed, but could benefit from more accuracy.
So how fast can the Acapo 6D shuttles travel, and how much weight can they carry?
Good question. So we find that when looking at Acapo 6D applications in general, speed normally isn't the driver. It's usually flexibility and precision being the driving factors for applications. But that being said, the shuttles can travel up to 2 meters per second. So load, acceleration, and payload can all affect the maximum speed. The weight the shuttles can carry depends on the size of the shuttle. So we have different size shuttles depending on what application you're looking at. Our smallest and what we call our standard shuttle is 120 millimeters by 120 millimeters and can carry 0.6 kilograms worth of weight. The payload a shuttle can carry is directly related to the area of the magnets or the shuttles themselves. So currently we have done applications up to 3.6 kilograms in weight, but we have shuttles sized for above 10 kilogram payloads.
So how do the shuttles know where they're going when they're moving around the track, and how are they controlled?
So we do have full closed loop control of each shuttle. So each shuttle can be given a unique path to go where they need to go. We have a library base that supports the development of projects so that each shuttle can be controlled easily. This library base is part of what we call our fleet management solution. Through this solution, we are moving towards a code-free implementation of Octopus 60.
This almost begs the next question. What about collision avoidance, since you've got all these shuttles moving around and, performing different tasks on the same planar surface, with them all moving in potentially different directions, to handle different tasks? How is that collision avoidance handled?
Yeah, I mean, this is a question that we get very regularly, and for good reason, right? Nobody wants to see their shuttles and their product running into other shuttles and other product. It's definitely not something you want to occur. But the good news is that all of that collision avoidance is actually handled in the firmware. So you really don't have to do anything to make sure that that doesn't happen. It's built into the system. Each shuttle is able to monitor the position of all of its neighbors. And this allows the system to manage the shuttles so that the collisions just don't happen.
So given its capabilities, it seems like this could be a complex system to work with. So given that, what kind of expertise is required to install and operate the Octopus 60?
Yes, the technology is really cool, and what it does, it seems like it would be complex. However, the hardware itself is pretty simple, and it's easy to put together and design and to put into a machine. So the segments are actually daisy chained together for communication and power. From there, we have a power cable that connects it to the power supplies and a communication cable that connects to the PLC. The users can operate the system from a push of the button on the HMI. We use our Automation Studio software package for programming of the system. To keep things as simple as possible, this is the same software that we use for all other B&R products. We are also continuing to add to the ease of programming through coming up with ways to be more graphical and modern. So we are doing this through our fleet management solution that I mentioned earlier. Throughout the year, we'll be adding some really cool features to this fleet management tool and how we go about programming the 6D. So I just say, stay tuned for more on that.
In preparing for this podcast, I did obviously some reading up on Octopus 6D, and I saw it, mentioned that the system can reduce the amount of floor space needed for materials transportation. Can you explain how that works in a typical manufacturing production application?
Yes, sure. And I would say, reducing the amount of floor space, that's a key selling point of this technology as well. But if you look at the different components of Octopus 60, you have segments and you have shuttles. The 240 by 240 millimeter segments allow you to build a tabletop design rather than like your traditional racetrack that you might see in track systems and standard conveyance. This tabletop design can help save a lot of space and really help you put together a unique machine design concepts. So processes and other machinery can actually go around the table or over top of the table, creating quite a bit of space savings there. Not only that, but with the tabletop design and individual control of the shuttles, it allows for every inch of the tabletop design to be used for processing. You can also look at the high shuttle density of the 6D system. So we can actually have up to four of those 120 by 120 millimeter shuttles on a single segment at a time. Now that would take up the entire segment, and it's a lot of shuttles on the system. Obviously that can create traffic problems, but it is doable. We generally recommend a 50% shuttle density across the entire machine. So two shuttles per segment. That's still a pretty high shuttle density for the system. And it really allows you to do a lot with a very small footprint.
So Kristen, like any technology on the factory floor, Octopus 60 obviously has to be able to interact with other plant floor systems. So how is integration with Octopus 60 handled?
Yeah, so the Octopus 60 system can be integrated into other plant floor systems just like any other piece of equipment. We can use our PLCs and our field bus controllers to connect, integrate, and communicate with other systems, whether they're B&R systems or not. That being said, when designing 6D systems, we find that the most successful systems are the ones in which we look at the entire system and think of the 6D as really the center of it instead of just an afterthought. The Octopus 60 system is integral to the machine itself. It's not just conveyance, it's a smart system that has many capabilities. So with it at the center, we can simplify and eliminate other operations. For example, whereas before you might have used conveyance to move a product to a station for weighing to detect if a product is there, with 6D, you can actually do that with the integrated weighing capabilities. So you get rid of that process step completely. By looking at the 6D as the center of the system, you eliminate the need for different process steps. You can shrink the footprint and simplify the overall process. So where you can just drop 6D in and integrate to existing plant floor systems, it's best if you really look at the technology and the capabilities and design everything around that.
Now, you mentioned that Octopus 6D can integrate with systems that are not from ABB or B&R. Can you explain a little more about how it integrates with systems from other suppliers?
Sure. We can use our field bus to connect and integrate with other automation suppliers. This is a very common request that we get across all of our projects within B&R. So it's very common that B&R track systems and Octopus 6D specifically is used as a smart subsystem. So that means, you know, we use our track or our Octopus 6D, we use a B&R PLC, but with our field bus, we can connect to really any other automation supplier out there very easily. So it's a motion subsystem and we can play well with others. That being said, there are definitely advantages to using the ABB and B&R portfolio when integrating Octopus 6D or any of our other track systems. If you look at ABB and B&R, we really do have a complete automation and controls portfolio, as well as a complete robotic portfolio. We can take the robot, whether it's a Scara, a Delta, or others, and integrate it into the B&R PLC for simplified control and tight synchronization. We can do the same with our vision and other aspects of the machine as well.
Can you provide some examples of industrial customers who are using Octopus 6D? And by that, I mean, you know, what they're using it to do and how it's benefited them?
Yeah, and you know, that's one of the top questions we get, and it's a difficult one to answer sometimes. And we do have quite a few industrial customers using the technology. However, many of them are under NDA right now. A lot of that is because they actually view this technology as something that gives them a competitive edge. We do have a few that are public, though. One is a company called Kao in Japan. It's a cosmetics application company that does dispensing, capping, and labeling for custom makeup products. So they're really doing it for the batch size one and the custom products. So it's giving them the flexibility to do that. We also have Beko Group in Sweden. So this one is pretty cool, and it shows how we can collaborate with ABB Robotics in the lab automation and life sciences space. So they're actually using 6D to do biosample management with labeling and storage. The 6D automates the process, simplifies the track and trace of the samples, shrinks the footprint, and uses all 6 degrees of freedom at each process step. We also have U2 Unilogo. They have a machine that's doing flexible capping for cosmetics. So once again, you hear that flexible word in there. It's really key in applications with 6D. Outside of the few that I named, we have use cases with a pharmaceutical company, a packaging company, and actually many others. We have quite a few machines and systems that are going public in the month of May. So if you follow us on LinkedIn or on our YouTube page, you'll actually be able to view these really cool applications we've been working on.
Well, thank you for joining me for this podcast, Kristen. And thanks, of course, to all our listeners. And please keep watching this space for more installments of Automation World Get Your Questions Answered. And remember, you can find us online at automationworld.com to stay on top of the latest industrial automation technology insights, trends, and news.